Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
We had the great honor of having abortion survivor Melissa Oden at this year's National Right to Life Convention in Jacksonville, Florida. Melissa was introduced as one of God's little miracles, and truly she is. As the key speaker at our prayer breakfast bright and early Friday morning, she shared her incredible story with us. For those of you who are unable to join us this year, all this week we will be sharing parts of her moving message on pro-life perspective. Melissa is a survivor of what is called a saline infusion abortion. Although Melissa was thought to be dead, the nurse tending to her biological mother saw her moving and cared for her. Melissa's story brought tears to the eyes of all present and reminded us of the need to take our country back from the apathy of abortion. All week, we'll be sharing excerpts of Melissa's address to our annual convention and prayer breakfast.
You know, as I've started to share with you and as you've heard already, you know, it's a saline infusion abortion that was meant to end my life. But sadly, what I live with now in our world and what we all live with every day is that it's the apathy that's killing me. It's the apathy that is taking the lives of children like me each and every day. And certainly we know that it's that apathy that exists sometimes in our own families, sometimes in our congregations, in our parishes, in our state houses, in our capital. We know that it's that apathy that continues to fuel public perception about abortion, about the sanctity of human life, and therefore drives things like legislation and education that we are trying to do in our communities. And certainly it's that apathy that stops many of those things that we want to accomplish from happening. And we know that today, almost 4,000 children just like me are going to lose their lives to abortion. And I know that all of us are here today because we understand the horrors of that. You know, we are passionate to the plight of the unborn. We are compassionate to the needs of women and men who find themselves in the circumstances to be driven to abortion, no matter what mainstream media wants to say. We are compassionate to the needs of women and men. But sadly, we know that that apathy still exists, and we need to battle that apathy that is ending human lives each and every day. I think the hardest part for me in all of the work that I do as an abortion survivor is not people who outright disagree with me. I can educate people. I can help people to understand about my life. What hurts me so badly is when people say things like, "It's none of my business what a woman does with her body. I would never have an abortion, but it's not something I concern myself with for someone else," right? We all hear those things every day. And that is the apathy that we need to continue to fight, to make a change, to take back our nation, and make a difference in the lives of children like me each and every day.
Please join us tomorrow with part two of Melissa Oden on Pro-Life Perspective as she tells the moving story of how prayer saved her life. To listen to the entire address to the 2011 National Right to Life Convention, you can download an order form at www.prolifeperspective.com. Please consider joining us for NRLC 2012 here in Washington, D.C. next June. 2012 will be a year of great challenges for the pro-life movement, and they are challenges we'll face head-on, but only with your help. You can find the entire five-part series from this week online at www.prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.